The future for more than 9,000 mental health counselors in Michigan is unclear after the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, LARA, announced proposed updates to licensing rules that cover these counselors. Now, the counselors say the rule changes would strip them of their ability to diagnose and treat some 150,000 patients. LARA says, well, it's just bringing the rules into sync with existing law, which never allowed licensed professional counselors to diagnose and use psychotherapy techniques to treat their patients. So let's try to sort all this out as we say hello to Carol Thompson, who is covering this story for the Lansing State Journal. Carol, what are the rules that LARA wants to change, and why are they doing this?
Well, LARA has said that the current rules are outdated and in need of an update. And one thing they really want to do is to move the two words diagnose and psychotherapy from a section that defines what counselors can do and put it into a section on required education. And the problem seems to be that there are discrepancies, like you said, between the Michigan law that covers counselors and then the state rule that really lays out what they can do. The law does not explicitly say that they could diagnose, at least in terms of their scope of practice.
Mm-hmm.
But until now, the rule has put it there, at least as it's been interpreted. So the state wants to rearrange it, and a lot of counselors are worried that that means they won't be able to serve their clients.
Yeah, as I read your piece for the Lansing State Journal, it seems pretty clear if state law going back 30 years did not specifically allow counselors to diagnose and treat mental illness, how have they been doing that for three decades?
That is a question I put to LARA and did not get a clear answer on. I asked whether counselors had been diagnosing in violation of the statute. And the response I got from LARA was that the current rules are outdated, they don't align with statute, and it's been confusing.
Hmm.
They didn't directly answer the question, yes or no.
Okay. So they're saying we want to tweak these rules to align them clearly with this 30-year-old law. Okay. Certainly there's agreement that demand for mental health care is growing, and that's putting a real strain on the system's ability to provide mental health care. What are we hearing? How could these rule changes that LARA wants to make impact that problem with delivering mental health care in Michigan?
Well, there are more than 9,000 licensed professional counselors in Michigan, and surely everyone has hundreds, if not thousands, of clients. And there is research out of the University of Michigan that shows there is a nationwide shortage of mental health workers and increasing demand for mental health care. So if counselors, you know, if their fears are realized and that they're stopped from practicing, a lot of people could be left without care.
So we know, Carol, the association representing the counselors is staunchly against changing the rules. What is the Michigan Psychological Association's view?
Well, they seem to support the rule change and be in favor of really spelling out diagnosis and psychotherapy techniques as something that licensed professional counselors should have in their education. And one representative from the Michigan Psychological Association told me that there are counselors who are experienced and may be very good counselors, but she is afraid that they don't have adequate education to do what they're doing.
So if LARA is able to enact these updated rules, could counselors then go back and get more training to be able to diagnose and treat patients? I mean, what kind of options would they have?
So a counselor I interviewed did say that that was something that she could do. She also said she would consider changing career paths or moving out of state.
Hmm. So counselors are saying that this rule change, Carol, could strip them of their ability to make a living and to diagnose and treat their patients. Could they do that with more training?
That is a possibility. One of the counselors I interviewed for this story said that her three choices would be going back to school, moving out of state, or changing career paths.
Okay. How do these proposed updates that LARA wants to make, how does that compare to rules governing mental health counselors in other states?
Well, other states have different rules for mental health counselors. None deny counselors the authority to diagnose clients, but other states don't explicitly authorize it. That's according to research from the University of Michigan. And some states make distinctions between clinical counselors and other professional counselors, but it really depends on what state someone is practicing in.
Yeah, so there's nothing hard and fast. Now, you also report the state house has made an effort to change that 30-year-old law. Tell us what happened on that front.
Well, there is a bill in the House right now that counselors are supporting. It's HB 4325. And that would basically change the law to match the rules right now. And it would put the term clinical counseling principles, methods, or procedure within counselor scope of practice, therefore allowing them to diagnose and treat issues.
Okay, which would basically, when Laura says, gee, we're just aligning our rules with the existing law, then this is taking the existing law and kind of codifying what people are doing, what these counselors are doing.
Right.
What's the status of that bill?
It's still in the House, and it's been introduced before in other sessions, but counselors are excited about it this time and feel confident that it will move forward.
All right. And there is a public hearing on this issue tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in the G-Men and Williams building in Lansing, and it's Laura having a hearing on putting these rewritten rules out for public comment. So we have Laura planning these reworked rules to take away counselors' ability to diagnose and treat, and we've got this House bill that would allow them to continue diagnosing and treating. So what's next?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on which moves forward first, if it's the rule or if it's the bill.
What will you be watching for?
Okay. I'd like to hear more from the state in terms of if these rules become official that they're proposing right now, are they going to write a letter to every counselor, and what will that letter say? I think there seems to be a lot of confusion about whether counselors really will be told you can no longer practice the way you have been practicing, or whether it's like the state says and they're just cleaning up some old confusing rules.
Carol Thompson, Lansing State Journal, thank you so much.
Thank you.